Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about some news coming out of Coinbase. We'll talk about Ethereum Classic, and then we'll talk about Pantera, the crypto fund, launching a new fund with more money. But let's jump right into this first news story about Ethereum Classic. Now, as you may or may not have heard, Ethereum Classic will get listed onto Coinbase. And Coinbase has made the announcement that mostly ERC-20 tokens will be listed with time, with Ethereum Classic being actually one of the first ones. Now, a lot of people have bet on different currencies such as 0x and Stellar even to be listed on Coinbase. And if you remember, in January, I think Ripple rose quite a lot because everyone was betting very heavily on Coinbase launching Ripple or the Ripple exchange as well. So a lot of people are betting on the fact that big exchanges will list different cryptocurrencies because that will increase the volume, especially with an exchange like Coinbase, which is, I would say, the number one exchange in the US when it comes to, let's say, user-friendly crypto exchanges. Now, Ethereum Classic has made quite a strong move today, and this is Thursday evening, so we're looking at Ethereum Classic, which has jumped 18% in the last 24 hours. Now, everyone obviously is expecting certain amount of volume, and here it says ETC is trading across exchanges at an average price of $14, which currently is actually, I think, even higher, $14.65, which is a 15% gain in the last 24 hours and is currently the biggest gainer among the top 15 cryptocurrencies by market capitalization. Now, Ethereum Classic has also reacted once Coinbase made it public that they will list Ethereum Classic, and then even rose more when they said, well, we will probably list it onto Coinbase Pro, which is like the different platforms. Now, when we stay with Coinbase, and if we look at generally, this is more for the, let's say, the technical traders or the daily traders, the volume looks quite healthy. So if you're invested in Ethereum Classic, this might be quite a sustainable type of growth. Yet, as you know, we are more focused on the fundamental research, fundamental analysis, meaning you should analyze Ethereum Classic more deeply before investing into kind of or into betting into that Ethereum Classic will get listed, for example, on Coinbase. Now, of course, they will get listed, but at the same time, whether it will bring in a lot of volume, considering that generally the market is still, let's say, stagnating, it's not a lot of hype around, so it's not how it used to be that an additional exchange listing will bring in a lot of volume, like in this case with Ethereum Classic. Now, actually staying with Coinbase, in my opinion, if we look at cryptocurrency companies, or let's say companies in the cryptocurrency space, I think 2-3 companies are really, really interesting. Coinbase is one of them, Binance is the second, and actually the third, in my opinion, is Bitmain. These three companies are making huge steps towards becoming mainstream companies, becoming like behemoths, if you will. And Coinbase just does everything right when it comes to user experience, making a very user-friendly product. And then you have Binance doing a lot of different deals internationally, building on the platform, having a very secure platform as well. And then you have Bitmain, obviously controlling a lot of the mining power in the cryptocurrency space. Now, when we stay with Coinbase, quite an interesting move here by Coinbase. So Toshi was a wallet browser, a crypto wallet browser, and they have rebranded it into Coinbase Wallet. So Toshi has now become, it is an open source decentralized application. It's a browser and a wallet, and it has been designed by Coinbase. Now, they have rebranded it into Coinbase Wallet, and they have also published a Medium post on and kind of explaining what the product is doing and what kind of different features it will have. Now, you can manage Ethereum and all of your ERC20 tokens. Very soon, they will be supporting Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin. You'll receive airdrops and ICO tokens. And I know a lot of people are always asking me, hey, how can I receive those airdrops? How exactly does it work? Do I need to keep it on the wallet, on the exchange, etc.? And this means that especially for the ERC20 tokens, which the ERC20 standard is used by the majority of the, let's say, the top 100 on CoinMarketCap by market capitalization, meaning a lot of airdrops are getting distributed left and right. So meaning if you're using Toshi or now the Coinbase wallet, you will receive those airdrops. You can also buy and store crypto collectibles, meaning non-fungible tokens that are unique, use them in games or trade them in different marketplaces, send payments to anyone, anywhere, anywhere without geographical borders, access to leading decentralized exchanges, etc., etc. So quite interesting move. And you can see that Coinbase definitely wants to make a branding move, a marketing move here. Now, Toshi, while being a smart and good name and the name that you can easily remember, at the same time, you want kind of the relationship to Coinbase not to get lost. So you have Coinbase Pro, you have Coinbase Custody, you have Coinbase Wallet, Coinbase the Exchange. All of these things kind of get you back to the main product, which is the Coinbase Exchange, or let's say the Coinbase Pro for the institutional investors. And it just builds a certain amount of brand equity, if you will. So that is probably more of a strategic move versus, yeah, we weren't able to brand it properly or to market it properly, because Toshi as a name works quite well, but Coinbase Wallet immediately puts some amount of not respect, but some amount of value, of depth behind a product such as a wallet. And Coinbase will need every kind of user they can get left and right. And as you know, this entire ecosystem of decentralized applications is still in its infancy. So we are still developing these dApps and people are still not using them on like a mass scale. But Coinbase Wallet looks exactly like a product we will need. So if I want to send money from me to my friend, I need something like a Coinbase Wallet. And I mean, yeah, we've talked about some applications, yet there is not a killer application that is very user-friendly and that can help a lot of people. And maybe Coinbase Wallet will become that application. I will share this article with you guys so you can kind of look into it and check it out if you're interested. Now, next up, we have Pantera. Pantera Capital is a crypto fund, and they are actually raising another crypto fund. They have, I think, so far raised between 15 and 20 million or 13 and 25 million, something like this. But now they want to raise even a bigger one. So they are raising currently $71 million, but are aiming to raise 175 million. The goal of this fund will be to invest into different cryptocurrency projects. So Pantera Capital is hugely involved in the entire ecosystem and kind of getting these different crypto projects started. So the CEO of Pantera is also saying generally that he's quite positive and has a very positive kind of stance on a Bitcoin when it comes to long term. That being said, don't forget that Pantera Capital, their main business model is kind of related to cryptocurrencies succeeding. So obviously the CEO won't say, I don't believe in Bitcoin. He has to kind of have this very strong sense stance when it comes to cryptocurrencies. So this is, I mean, even this kind of quote about rat poison by Warren Buffett, all of these things, in my opinion, are more media talk than actual kind of substance. What I thought was interesting is that he is saying that the ETF won't be approved until sometime later. So he's saying don't bet on the ETFs getting approved anytime soon. I know that a lot of people are waiting kind of on this decision by the SEC on the validity and like being legit that we can buy ETFs. A lot of people are waiting on a lot of volume that will come to the market. But I believe markets work in such a way that if everyone believes that it will happen, that either it will happen or exactly the opposite will happen, because it's already kind of calculated into the price in. So everyone has made their bets. The prices are as is. And if the actual volume doesn't come, the price won't move a bunch. So this is kind of the perspective that you have to keep in mind when you're seeing that, yeah, another 70 million, another 50 million being raised for cryptocurrency projects. Yet, I do think that Pantera Capital and all of these different like venture funds are doing extremely important work, because yes, 9 of these 10 projects that they will invest in will probably fail, but that one application or that one kind of project will make it really, really big. And that in turn will help the entire ecosystem. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.